In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we heard in the Gospel how a young man came up to the Lord and said, "Good teacher, what do I do to make it to kingdom of heaven?" And the Lord said, "Well, you call me good. Only one good is God. And yet, you and me, we know that, of course, he was and is God himself. And why did he say that? Well, only to teach us the main thing, the depthness of the humility, that he, being God, yet he said, did not take upon himself at that time, didn't reveal that to the young man, but he wanted to teach us, for us to know that we should never think good of ourselves. And that's what all the saints have done. The saints have never accepted for themselves that we were good, that they were good. There were people who were praising and trying to praise him, but they never really took it to heart. They would always say that, well, they don't know any better, and they don't really know me, but I'm a great sinner. All the saints had that kind of mentality. Are we following their example? Are we doing that same thing? Are we trying to not to take the credit for whatever we may do? Or we're blowing our horn and being glad if somebody praises us? Well, this is another spirit of Orthodox that we have to try to develop in us. We have to try to develop the humility, and the true humility, and then to understand that, but for the grace of God, you and me could never do anything good. But all the credit has to go to the Lord and to our God and the Holy Trinity. You see, the Lord said to the young man, well, do not kill, and then do not, first he said, do not commit adultery, and do not steal, do not kill, do not lie, and reverence your father and your parents, your father and mother. And the young man said to him that he has been doing this since his childhood. What else is there that I have to do that I didn't do yet? And the Lord said, well, if you want to be perfect, then sell all what you have, give it to the poor, and follow me. And the young man walked away very sadly. And the Lord, noticing that he was very sad, he knew that he was a very rich man, his heart was tied up to that riches. Well, is this what's happening to you and me? Our heart is being tied up to our riches. Now, it may not be the riches in a material sense. It may be other things, but maybe even passions that are, we may be tied up in our heart. Under no circumstances we want to leave them. And maybe we have a passion for drinking, we have a passion for smoking, or for any other kind of a sin that's become in such a way tied us up that we cannot be living without it, it seems. And it become dear to us. We don't want to let it go, because we feel some kind of satisfaction and some kind of a temporary help. But all this is very, very bad, and it's not acceptable if we want to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Everything that our heart is tied up, that is not lawful, we have to give it up. We have to give it up for our Lord, and for the sake of the cleaning the heart, so that our heart will be made the house for the Lord with his Father and the Holy Spirit. This is what we have to try to do before we die, because if we don't do that before we die, we are not going to be able to make it to heaven. We are going to have a place away from heaven where the evil ones have, because we will not have the true love. The true love we can have only through the grace of God, and if we are able to sacrifice to attain it. And this is where the Podvik comes in, or where the asceticism comes in. We have to understand that we as Orthodox Christians, that we have to put first the Lord before anything else. The Lord, in another place of the Gospel, the Lord said that if you love your father or mother, your wife or children more than you love me and yourself, you are not worthy of me. And if you are not willing to pick up your cross and follow me, you're not worthy of me. Well, this thing is, that's the crosses, is anything that seems to be difficult for us. Anything, whether it may be sicknesses or sorrows or losses, whatever it may be. It's, if it's difficult for us and we don't want to carry that cross that the Lord allows us to befall upon us, well, we're not worthy to be with him, because he carried his cross. He carried his cross all the way. He put on himself all my sins and your sins and put it on a cross, an actual cross. He was crucified for us. And he did all that to be showing us example that no matter how difficult the cross may be, we should carry it without grumbling. And that's what he did. He showed that example in the humility in the beginning, saying that to the young man, why you call me good, for good only God is good. And then showing us that being without sin, he took up all our sins and pinned it on himself and put it on a cross and suffered on a cross and died for you and for me, because of his love, because he loves us so much and because he loves his father so much that he was in obedience to them up to death. And this is what this is the kind of example we have, that we have to try to follow. My beloved, don't despair when your cross becomes hard, when your sicknesses may be so difficult to carry, when you have so much pains, when you have so much troubles, when even if you start losing everything, and including your mind, don't be afraid of that. For remember one thing, what the Lord said, unless you become like children, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. So if you're getting very old and starting to lose all your strength and everything, and even your mind, don't despair. Whatever you do, don't despair. Glorify God in everything, in everything that befalls you. Thank God for it. For everything, whether it is good or bad, if he allowed it to befall you, it works for your and mine benefit, so that we will grow spiritually. Look at the martyrs, look at the saints, and all the fathers, and how they worked for their salvation, what they have endured, what they did, only so that they will make it to the kingdom of heaven. That was the most important thing for them, to be making it in the kingdom of heaven. And that's what should be for you and to me. And don't be afraid of any losses or anything that this world dishes out, which is unpleasant. And don't let let our body rule us and keep us away from our Lord. Let's love the Lord beyond and above everything. Love him with all mind and heart and soul and might. And love our neighbor as ourselves. And the neighbor is, of course, we should love ourselves, but the soul, not the body. Too many times we forget to separate the soul from the body, and we are showing so much love to the body, and our soul is hurting, and this should not be happening. We should correct that. So let's go in the way of the Orthodox teachings and to try to be as much as possible ascetics, and then to think of the eternity and look at the eyes at everything through the eyes of eternal life. And this life here, take it with a grain of salt, of what would you say? Don't look at it serious. This is not serious. The serious life is eternal life. That's what we have to strive for. Amen.